Wednesday night, Sunday night. Let's start again. It's Wednesday night, Aleph Tammuz, second day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz.
Learning Shema Yitzchak. You have asked me to ask a question.
Question. Very good. What's your question?
The question is, in reviewing Perek Chesed Yud Gimel, I noticed that the two main themes of the Shema Yitzchak seem to be to prove to us that Chazak HaRahashka really is only a Chumra Trimun Pajim.
There ain't no such thing really as a Chazak HaRahashka.
Right? And together with that, the war to prove that a Chazak HaSulishtanos is a good Chazak.
Okay.
So I'm just curious, what is the... I wanted to know what's the connection exactly?
I don't think there's a connection.
Oh, there's no connection. Okay.
That was your question. I thought you had a good question.
No, so then the Rav, it'd be better we talk about the Rav thinks my question.
A connection between those two dinim?
Well, I'm
not brilliant enough to think of a connection. Maybe somewhere there exists some Rosh Hashiva.
No, because they come together in this whole piece.
Yeah, because that's what the Maritz talking about.
You could say simply that they're both chazakas. They're both things that we call chazakas that are questionable whether or not they're chazakas.
That's not what he means. He means like a lomdashil shitoso.
Well, no, also, I'll put it better than that.
Let me explain each one, and you'll explain the clear.
I just want one clarification, and then I'll be quiet. Which is in the first case of the Shmur Achoka or Shmur Akrova. The subject, when did her husband die? Does she have to sit Shiva?
Yeah.
So over there, the Shmaisa already says that the Bach and other poskim, they paskin that she has to sit Shiva based on Hare Mesuf and Echava Chazaka Dahashta. And the Chazaka Mikara is weak because the living people generally tend after 120 years to not be living. So why, in the same piece, the Shmaisa has to say Chazaka Mikara, even though it's Suish Tanus, is a good Chazaka. And he says in the same piece that the Chazaka, the Hashta, it brings Tosos, is only a Chumra by Kachim and Shuma. He didn't need that because we said.
I don't think he.
Because Chazaka Hashta trumps, Chazaka Mikara trumps Chazaka Hashta.
It's not a Rishon that you say, what did he need to say both? He wants to talk about both.
Okay.
He's writing a Sefer called Shmaisa, he has to fill up the pages.
Okay.
No, he wants to make both points. I don't think. I'm not bothered by such a question. Why he's talking about both? Look at the flow of the Shmaisa. He's talking about many and Yonim.
What did the Rav think of my question? Maybe that'll be more interesting.
Okay. I don't remember. But both those points bears talking about. Each one has to be understood. What's the Svara? Yeah. What's the Svara? Not. Each one in itself is a very weighty subject. So we talked about Chazaka Soyel Ishtanos the last few days in our Chazara, which is turning out not to be Chazara, but it's fine, it's good, that's the best kind of Chazara. We talked about that probably, we talked about the two Shlovim of Chazaka, meaning that what Chazaka is and what it tells you to paskin, following Chazaka. Just like this Rove and following Rove, so there's Eidus and following Eidus. So there's Chazaka and following Chazaka. And that's why the Gemara talks about Ukme Acheskase, just those words, if it's a sentence. Bimaimit, the Psak Chazaka is Bimaimit Hadover Al Cheskaso. That means the word Cheskaso is an independent word and concept without the Psak. The Psak is Hame Dover Al Cheskaso, leave it in its. And again, I'll say Cheskoso means its last known state. Last doesn't have to mean previous. It could theoretically mean present. Leave it in the last known state. Meaning, assume that last known state existed in the time frame of your suffix until such time that you knew that, you know, the state didn't exist or doesn't exist anymore. But you see from the sentence Hamei Dabra al Cheskoso that there's something called Cheskoso and there's something called Hamei. So those are the two Shlovim we're talking about. Now, and we said, to me it's very mistavra that the Marit who holds Chazaka Soyel Ishtanos Ein Chazaka is not talking about Shlav 2 of following Chazaka, but he's talking about Shlav 1 that he holds that if it's olul to change and there's a built-in change and etc., etc., so it's not a chazaka. A chazaka means there's a matzav has been created, a certain state has been created, which, like, you know, which is gonna. it's a state. It's not just, like we said, this piece of meat is not just usser, it's becheskas us isser. Like you built up a little bubble, a little structure. It's in the state of being usser. It's a state of being. Like we said, a stuffing is not just a stuffing, it's a state of being. So chazaka means that whatever din you're talking about, whether it's kosher or apostle or tor or tame or mutter or usser, is a state of being. And just like the Shmaitz is moider, that if something is so, it's leaking, it's never stable, very unstable. So that's not called chazaka. So you understand that the Shmaitz is moider, that's not a chazaka, because you don't have a state. You don't have the bare bones of chazaka. You don't have the basics. You don't have any state of being. It's always in a state of flux. It's always in a state of changing.
Marit will never hold a city stone.
Marit holds any time it's chazaka l'yishtana.
Never? If Rav saying it's a stage one, so it means that he's holding it's
if
never.
If it's chazaka l'yishtana.
It doesn't exist. If it's a city stone, it doesn't start.
L'chayber. If you find that the Marit's moider
somewhere,
that sometimes you could be mitzayer for chazaka suyu l'shtanos with something else, that would mean he holds the breakdown is in shlav 2, and I can understand the breakdown in shlav 2, because shlav 2 means assume no change. So the marit could hold that the change of the chazaka suyu l'shtanos is not really a change, because the original state incorporated the change in it, so it's not called a change. It's a natural process. It's not called a change. That's mistavra to me. You know, so you can go either way at the marit. You're right. If you would find that the marit's moider, that sometimes you could hook up a chazaka suyu l'shtanos with, let's say, with a cheskas mamon, so that would by necessity mean that you have the chefts of chazaka, shlav one. It's just you don't follow it. And again, I say you don't follow it because the din of not following it is manifested as assume no change. And maybe that's built-in change. Okay, now, based on an understanding of what Chazaka l'shtanos did for me, personally, it gave me an insight into Chazaka. That, you know, it makes you think about Chazaka. So now, I want to say, I'm calling it a machlekes, the Shmaitz and Rav Shimon. What do I mean? The Shmaitz, and this is no such thing as the Chazaka d'Hashta, and Rav Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher insist that there very much is. It's alive and kicking.
So I've all of a bet in the
Chazaka d'Hashta, everything.
No, there's the Chazaka d'Hashta. So the Shmaitz holds in Shav Bet.
Now I want to explain the Shmaitz and Svar.
Okay, isn't that just according to the Shita of the Rav just explained to us? Isn't that important?
Shlav 1 always exists.
No, but the Rav just wanted
it's
to suggest
that
the Rav just wanted to suggest by Suli Shtanos, according to Marit, maybe Shlav Aleph doesn't exist.
Right, because
by Chazaka d'Hashta.
So it's designed as a.
Come
here. No? Chas v'shalom?
Anybody
would have said you should get sick.
I would have stopped the Rav.
Then you could say Chas v'shalom.
No, I don't.
But I said you should be gesund.
It's even worse, stopping Torah.
I'm not stopping Torah. I want to break your head.
Chas v'shalom.
Medical. I want to yell at you.
Okay.
Think for a second.
Yeah.
A person says, Chazaka suyu l'shtanos is missing the basic infrastructure of chazaka, and therefore that's shlav one, and there ain't no chazaka because it's missing the basic infrastructure.
Yes.
To me, that's a logical sentence.
Yes.
It might not be true. It might turn out that that's not where the breakdown is. The breakdown is in shlav two, but it's a logical, rational sentence. I understand it.
I also do.
Now you're saying, oh, so let's say the same thing about chazaka d'Hashta. It's not a chazaka.
No, I'm asking.
Why not?
I
don't want you to ask. I want you to think. Why would chazaka d'Hashta not have the infrastructure of chazaka? Chazaka d'Hashta means we look at a thing and it's right now. Asur or mutter or kosher or basul. Why in the world wouldn't it be a chazaka?
Oh, okay. I was asking.
Why?
I wasn't saying.
I want you to think. Chazaka suyu l'shtanos.
Yes.
you're looking, now I understand your original question, what we started off with today. You're looking at Chazakas Yerushalayim and Chazakas Da'ashta as like two peas in a pod or two...
The two Chazakas, yeah.
Yeah, but they have nothing to do with each other.
But the Rav said, nothing to do with Chazakas.
They have nothing to do with each other.
They're both Chazakas. They both have two stages,
okay.
A possibility of two... They both have two stages.
Every Chazak in the world has two stages.
Exactly, that's all I was saying.
I want you to. Why in the world wouldn't Chazaka Dahashta have Shlav Aleph? Chazaka Dahashta means the way it is now. If anything, I think that's more apt to have Shlav Aleph than a Chazaka Demeikara. Because Chazaka Demeikara is not here in front of you now. It's like a. It's a memory. Here, it's in the here and the now.
Right here, okay.
When I. Why in the world, like, now the truth is, Rav Shimon.
Rhetorical, or you want
to hear it? I would love to hear as far as.
Something I'm thinking, just. Before we get into all the nitty gritty, what we really think of as Chazaka is something that's, like, built up. It's existed a certain way for an amount of time. It's not just now, but you see it has a. Like a, you know, like you say, I have a chazaka that I do this. Like you did something three times in a row. You have some sort of
history.
History, right?
History.
An experience.
Continuity.
Exactly what, right? Continuity. And chazaka d'hashta just means this is how it is now. It's nice and logical. But who says that's chazaka? It's just okay. This is how it is now. But you don't have the chazaka, like the strength, the chazaka. It never built up any momentum.
I hear. Now, I want to say my svara, and tell me if that's what you mean. Because, again, in my mind already, for better or for worse, I have the two shlovim of chazaka very clear. Because I hold Kol HaTorah Kulo is like that. Eidus is like that, and Rov is like that. Everything's like that. You have your the chefza of the chazaka, the chefza of the Rov, the majority, and then the din to follow the majority. So I'm calling that Shlav 1, Shlav 2. Now, do you mean you don't have enough? Well, you don't have enough oomph for Shlav 1?
Right.
Even. Okay, I thought of it a little differently. I think it's along the same lines as your Svara, but I thought of it as a Shlav 2 breakdown. Now, if you tell me to follow Chazaka, you're telling me...
I was going to get my head broken for this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Maintain the status quo. It's like, assume no change. I just hear in Svara, if you're moving forward in time and you're suffering, you know what it was on Monday, and you're Masupik what it was on Tuesday. So you say, assume no change. So I don't know the way the world works, the way time works. Assume no change means Tuesday is the same as Monday. I don't know if you're looking at something on Tuesday. To say assume no change and it was this way on Monday seems to me, I don't know, it's like a leap of faith. It's not, like, you can't go backwards. It's Shlav 2. Yeah, but Shlav 2, well, anyway, that's why I could see the Shmaitzer brings Rayas, but he doesn't talk about why not. So I'm trying to figure out why in Svara it's not a Chazaka. So I see the breakdown in the second Shlav. In other words, you look at something now, and you have no right to say, it's just that much less logical, to me at least. You say, assume no change, but you're going back in time. Like, what do you mean assume no change? You can't go back in time. Time moves forward. Assume no change would mean that it didn't change. If you're talking about a time frame post the time frame you know about, so assume no change. But like, who said you can go backwards and say assume no change and it was this way yesterday? That's not called no change. That's called, I don't know, assume
it didn't change.
You have a right to say assume it doesn't change. You have a right to say assume it didn't change. I don't know. That's my story.
To me, it doesn't sound like it holds water against Chazaka.
You know what it's like? Like the Gemara says, you're afraid. Shema Yavus Chayshina and Shema Meis Lo Chayshina. you have a right in halacha where choshesh that someone might die, but you don't have a reason to be choshesh that they did die. So they, it's not, maybe it's illogical. If they die, they die. But when you're looking forward, so you don't know what could happen. So you say, oh, maybe he's going to die. Everybody dies sometime. But if you're looking back and you're looking at a live person, you say, who said he died? Mechitesi. Yeah.
You're like in the desert and you see a rock on the ground there. You can assume that it was there.
I don't want to say right. Okay, yeah.
Okay, but you're assuming there's no change. You're not assuming. That's what I mean. You know, there's no. Chalaka doesn't tell you if she was an Ashishish today, she was an Ashishish yesterday, or for that matter, if she was an Ashishish yesterday, she's an Ashishish today. That's not the right sentence, I don't think. The right sentence is assume no change, like inertia. So who said you can go back? Who says you can go back?
Why do you assume the rock was there yesterday?
What?
The natural smart. The thing was there. It's here now.
I don't think that's chazaka. If she's an Ashishish today, assume she was an Ashishish yesterday. I don't think that sentence describes chazaka, even if you hold there is such a thing as chazaka
dahash. Because there, you know, at some point she wasn't an Ashishish.
No, I mean a different point. I mean, it's not if you see something today, so assume it was there yesterday, like the rock. It's the din of chazaka is that status quo, things don't change, like inertia. The din of chazaka, shlaf too. The psak of chazaka is that assume no change. Not assume the rock was there yesterday. Assume no change. And imagine the rock was there yesterday because there was no change. But the legal principle is that until you know for sure there was a change, assume no change.
So what is the svar of the ones who hold for that?
I don't know. To me, it's just harder to say, to move back in time. I don't know. Okay.
To me, that's a good example of why the work is interesting. You know, if you're going back in time, you know at some point she was single. So how do you, what's the difference if it was yesterday or 10 years ago? You know at some point she was single. But if you're moving forward, you said Chazaka Meikara, and yesterday she was an Ashishish. If nothing else changes, according to the status quo, she'll just still be an Ashishish. But Chazaka Dahashta, you know at some point, it's like a Reyes, you know at some point she was not an Ashishish.
Okay, I want to read to you from Rav Shimon, if you don't mind. Allow me to read from Rav Shimon. Venerally beer in Yenzeh. Oh, so Rav Shimon talks about Chazaka Dahashta in a later parak. We're in Rav Shimon Shar Yoisha. The second Shar is called Shar HaChazakas. The first Shar was Shar HaSfeikos, which covered basically Shmaitza Aleph. The second Shar is called Shar HaChazakas, which is the Inyonim basically of Shmaitza Beis and Gimel.
Which parak is this?
This is Shar HaChazakas, which could also be called Shar Beis. There are seven Shorim, Shar Yoisha, it's patterned after the Shmaitza.
Which parak from
now, I want to read to you, if you will allow me to, about Chazaka Dahashta, which is in Perek Dalet. The Perek Dalet is called, this is a fantastic redoing of Rav Shimon. I mean, it's fantastic, the sefer. But the old fashioned, I mean, it has titles to the prakim. I don't think the old fashioned shariyoshas have titles. So I don't know if I'll tell you the title, it's not going to do any good. Right. It's Perek Dalet, which he calls Din Chazaka Dahashta, the Safek Ashokal. That's what Perek Dalet's about. Now, Perek Dalet talks about Chazaka Dahashta, but he refers, but you have to understand Rav Shimon's picture of Chazaka. So, if you don't mind, if you'll bear with me, Venerally beer in Yenzeh. Now, you're going to. Rav Shimon's not talking about Chazaka. Forget Chazaka Dahashta. He's going to get the Chazaka Dahashta. It might take us even a few days to get to it. Maybe. Dine ikka klal ha-Torah b'din chazaka, he says, hu horaz din hanhoga, v'lo horaz bir hasfekus. Now, I want to explain what that means.
Hanhoga.
See, you're getting a little too excited with the word hanhoga. You're not using the word hanhoga the way I understood you to be using it, although maybe I'm wrong and you use it the way he means it. We know already, we've said it a million times, the din of chazaka, to follow chazaka, just logically couldn't possibly be that it is a clarifier. Even if we know it doesn't clarify, we know, but it just doesn't clarify. You can't close your eyes and think it even clarifies. It for sure doesn't. It might tell you to assume it's out of the suffix, but it doesn't clarify it's out of the suffix. And we know it's not ages, but it doesn't even tell you to make believe it's clarified. It doesn't. Now, so what is it? It's Hanhog. But I think Rav Shimon doesn't mean what some Achrayim sometimes suggest, that it tells you what to do, as if you're a robot. I'm like, I don't care if she's an Eishes Ish or not, but she's also. Or I don't care if she's an Eishes Ish or not, but she's Mutter. I'm just going to follow the Chazaka. That's not what it means. It means it tells you, it's like a way of dealing with Tzveikus. So it tells you what to assume. But it doesn't make believe it's being Mavarer, but it tells you what to assume. But the Nafkamina is, and Rav Shimon's going to use this, that Chazaka is more likely to only be used when it's Nogeya. It's like there's no force of Chazaka. Like Rove might be like a lingering force in the universe, even when it's not Nogeya to Paskin Shire. But Chazaka is only to tell you what to do. Because you're stuck, you don't know what to do. So since it's not Mavarer, so what is it? Oh, so it tells you what to do. That's what he means. And we'll see Nafkuminos, so we'll bring down a Rashi and Kiddushin, that when it's not telling you what to do, because it's not the gay of the person who had the Chazaka anymore, very possibly we don't say Chazaka. Like you'll see in the second with Rashi.
So
first,
it's a human construct as opposed to some existing.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'll bring down a Rashi by Yanai HaMelech that you can't use the mother's Chazaka because the mother's long dead and it's not Negei her anymore. Now it's Negei the son, but the mother's one with the Chazaka. But like it's not, Rashi says she's not here anymore, so there's no Chazaka.
But there is no here anymore. We had the whole limud about you can't use the mother's daughter, you can't use the mother's Chazaka.
Rashi's going, if you could. Cheskos ain't Hanilu Mas. Anyway, let's see what he says. I know the ain chazaka de meikara machras as mitzias or inyan that we know. Loma sheyesh lono davar machria, something clarifying that the thing didn't change. Ella de gilson, the Torah is directing itself at someone who doesn't know what to do, like someone who's bewildered and doesn't know what to do. If he had din, he should do like the din before any shinu. He should make believe no shina. He should assume, he should act as if there was no shina. Well, if he's there, ain't no shayach din chazaka, rakim study has fakus old nogim, they're still relevant, el etzim hadomo shabri noilat hasofik, to the thing that you're misupik about. So then you can say, hamidomer al cheskoso. Okay, it's just words to you. Let me get to an afkamina. The Zenira Kavonis Rashi, you have Yanai HaMelech. Okay, two Adam came and said his mother was a Shruya. Yanai HaMelech wanted to act as a Kohen. Two Adam came and said his mother was a Shruya, and Mamela, she was ushered to marry a Kohen when she got out. She was captured by Goyim. She was ushered to, she's ushered to marry Kohen, but she did. Okay, and Yanai was born. Now two Adam say she was a Shruya, and two Adam say she was not a Shruya.
Yeah, Trey.
So it's Trey or Trey, exactly. So that's, Yanai is no good. So Rashi says, wait a second, why isn't Yanai good? Why don't you say two against two, and the mother has a cheskas kashrus? Now you have to know what Rashi means, because usually by trey trey we don't follow chazaka. We'll ignore that for now. Rashi says, why don't you listen to what Rashi answers? He says, if she would be here, and she would be in Beis Din, and she would want to marry a kohen, so you say, okay, you have a chazaka. Go, you want to know what? Go. Avol benozeh hanidon, this son has no cheskes kashrus, because they're saying he was born as a cholo. He was originally pasul. Ad kan l'shono. That's all. That's what Rashi says. Now, the Rav Shimon says it's very big doichik to say that Rashi means that the cheskes are loy mahani labas. It's mashma from Rashi. If the mother would have been here and we would have paskin, then the son would be fine also. Elanira de Kavonis Rashi. Yimhoya asofik nageya lo aim, vaisuni teres mashmat chazoka. So then the bain would also be mutter because the psul of the ben is only machmas the mother.
So why does the mother have to be there at all for
that's what he's saying, because there's no, Rashi's saying there's no need on the mother, so there's no, the child can't use the mother's chazoka. Because the mother's chazaka is not relevant, because the mother's not in front of us, the mother's dead, the mother doesn't want to get married. So there's no, her chazaka, that's what the Shimon says, you'll only find such a svara by chazaka. Her chazaka is only a force, what word did you use there? Is only when, when it's no geya, when you have to paskin what to do, hanhoga. So then, you know, this would be a koach of clarifying. So then, as long as it's theoretically no geya, the mother doesn't have to be here, because we're interested in clarifying. But since it's not a clarifier, so like we'll be mitzamtzeim its use to telling us what to do. So that's the pshat in that Rashi. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Then we'll see tomorrow Chazaka D'Hashka, like how he ends up saying Chazaka D'Hashka is so good that it's the best Chazaka in the world. Hey, but then why is Chazaka D'Meikara always better than Chazaka D'Hashka? He explains that. Okay, Yeshukayach, thank you for this. I don't want to take it.
I
brought it from
his.
I thought I
meant to,
and then
he told me.
I overheard. I hope you don't mind if I don't take. Okay. I don't need it.
Say
it's very not good for me.
Say it. I brought this at least.
Thank you, Mazel Tov.
Also, the Rav has told us that it was just so early on, really, that Chazaka is only operable when the situation requires.
That's what the Shimon says.
Yeah, now, I remember the Rav saying that early on during in the
maybe, I don't remember. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. As Ray Charles would say, I feel good. Ray Charles would say, I feel good. Who's that?
Thank you.
Brown. Thank you. Yeah. Brown, I feel good. Weissmantel, who gives the Hechsher?
Weissmantel
from Monsi.
Weissmantel from Monsi, yeah.
Kenem.
Oh, Seinem.
Not that that's...
Pachkes, yeah.
But there's Pachkes made in Europe that I don't know what the Hechsher is. They make some candies in Europe.
Yeah, these are in the States. What's nice is the carb.
I mean, when I was a kid, I ate the real peanut chews, the trefils, you know. We didn't eat no Pachkas peanut chews. It was called Goldenberg.
Oh, yeah. They
Goldenberg.
Made them
it came four in a pack. Four in a pack, Goldenberg's peanut chews.
Yeah.
This is a knockoff of Goldenberg's peanut chews.
A lot smaller.
Yep.
Yeah.
can't take it. The shul has to pay for me to take a taxi both home. I just want a taxi home. I can take a bus here. The worst part is I end up sleeping on the bus.
I end up going to sleep at 3 in the morning. I just have my nap.
Baruch Adonai! Yes.
Amen. 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 Amen.